This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 31st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, President Biden. He's running about a gaffe a day. That should be his nickname, Gaffe-a-day Biden. Another embarrassing and potentially dangerous contradiction Monday, as he said several times that the United States is training Ukrainian soldiers in Poland. This required another awkward contradiction from his own administration as the head of European Command, who's also the supreme allied commander for NATO in Europe. General Todd Walters had to issue a statement saying, no, to the best of my knowledge, we are not training Ukrainian soldiers in Poland. That would be a major escalation, which would make us unquestionably a co-belligerent in this war and invite a shooting war with another armed power, that being Russia. Now, just supplying weapons, as we're doing currently, already under international law makes us a co-belligerent, but supplying weapons to England in World War I is why Germany sank the Lusitania, which brought us into that war that led to tens of millions of dead. Pray that cooler heads prevail. Again, in this conflict, it's difficult to cipher out who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, whether there even is a good guy in this conflict. But what we know for sure is that literally millions of people are suffering, displaced, suffering, wounded, and dead. And as Christians, we can focus on that and try to alleviate the suffering of those in the line of fire. Now, despite Russia's claim that it had pulled back on Monday, that it was going to establish a basis for trust as peace talks continue in Turkey, according to reporters, Russian forces bombarded the outskirts of the capital city, Kyiv, and a besieged city in northern Ukraine on Wednesday. This was a day after the Russians promised they were going to pull back. Journalists said there was intensified bombardments on the outskirts of Kyiv, the capital city itself not hit, but windows rattled all night long. And in the city of Chernihiv, Mayor Vladislav Astroshenko said Russian bombardment intensified over the past 24 hours, with more than 100,000 people trapped in the city with just enough food and medical supplies to last about another week. And if that wasn't enough, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said in a statement on Monday that the conflict is putting Ukraine's nuclear power plants and other facilities with radioactive material in unprecedented danger. Ukraine is one of the largest nuclear power programs in Europe. Topic number 4. All of this leads to the economic impact for the rest of the world. Now that Moscow has doubled down on its demand that its unreliable partners, meaning Western Europe, which with the United States has cut Russia out of the international financial messaging system called SWIFT, demanding that its European partners pay for natural gas in rubles, the German government is doubling down and digging in its heels and saying, we just aren't going to do it. We're going to pay in euros. But of course, you pay in euros, then you're liable to have your assets seized. Well, Russia has set a deadline of today for Europe to start paying in Russian currency rather than the euro. Financial Times reporting Wednesday that Germany's energy minister, Robert Habeck, has activated the early warning phase of Germany's natural gas emergency law, which is adopted to help ration supplies in the event of a shutdown. As you know, a large percentage, nearly half of Germany's natural gas supplies, coming from Russia. An independent economic think tank said Wednesday that Germany's reliance on Russian energy could tip that country into recession. And as Germany goes, so goes the European Union. Europe has become quite dependent on Russia, but they're also been throwing around the idea that they could liberate their economies from Russian oil and gas. But unfortunately, when you do the math, the numbers don't make sense. United States says it plans to add about 15 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas or liquefied natural gas to the EU this year, with more in the years to come, that to offset what the EU is getting from Russia. But by comparison, Russia currently supplies 155 billion cubic meters a year of liquefied natural gas to the EU. 15 billion a year, 155 billion a year. Things might get rather cold in Europe unless things can be resolved. Now, on Tuesday, this led the president of BlackRock Incorporated, major investment firm with billions of dollars under management, the president, Rob Capito, told an audience in Austin, Texas, that an entire younger generation is quickly finding out what it means to suffer from shortages. According to Capito, millennials, Those born between 1981 and 1996 have spent most of their lives living in an economic utopia where goods are cheap and plentiful, and they are now finding out for the first time, unlike older folks, that it's not always that way. Here's what inflation and shortages look like. Some folks not exactly enthused by Capito's comments suggesting that just because you don't want to pay 10 bucks a gallon for gasoline doesn't mean you are entitled. Well, speaking of Austin, Texas, by the way, their airport, officials at the Austin, Texas International Airport are warning of an impending jet fuel shortage. We talked about diesel earlier this week. In Austin, they're asking airlines to carry extra fuel or send in more supplies via tankers. The Austin Bergstrom International Airport is ranked 29th in the U.S. based on passenger traffic. Again, Austin's international airport running short of jet fuel. That's kind of an ominous sign. Topic number three, the laptop from hell, the gift that keeps on giving. The Washington Post has finally awakened from an 18-month slumber and discovered that Hunter Biden had a laptop with all sorts of salacious and incriminating information on it. What do you know? They're reporting on Hunter Biden's financial arrangement with the Chinese energy firm CEFC. These were previously reported on in 2020 by the New York Post. A Republican-led Senate report back in 2020 asked some very pointed questions about Hunter Biden's relationship with the head of CEFC. The Post reporting that it has confirmed many of the key details and found additional documents showing Biden family interactions with Chinese executives. Again, nice to see the Washington Post finally waking up after 18 months, because this was news in October of 2020, when it might have actually impacted the election. Well, the New York Post, or rather the Washington Post and the New York Times, again, both instruments for leaks from the United States intelligence and communities and the FBI, both reporting on the laptop as a statement of fact now, contrary to their positions back in October of 2020 when the New York Post got kicked off Twitter for reporting on the laptop. You got to wonder if Joe Biden's feeling a little bit like Belshazzar, you know, the regent of Babylon on that fateful night in 539 BC with the armies of Cyrus the Great of Persia outside the gates of Babylon and the handwriting on the wall, you know, Mene, Mene, Tikal, and Parson, numbered, counted, weighed, divided. You've been weighed and found wanting. In other words, the political class inside D.C. may be allowing this story now to come to light because they realize Joe Biden is not an asset. He's a liability. Perhaps not coincidentally, by the way, Republican senators led by Marco Rubio have written a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland over the Department of Justice's decision to end a program to catch Chinese spies. This program was launched in 2018 under the Trump administration. According to Just the News, justthenews.com reporting on this, the letter asks why this program called the China Initiative, which was designed to identify and prosecute Chinese hackers, thieves of trade secrets, and those conducting economic espionage for China, has been terminated. One wonders. Topic number two, a terror attack. The third this week in Israel. Police in Israel say a 27-year-old Palestinian man from Samaria went on a shooting rampage with an assault rifle in two ultra-Orthodox towns just east of Tel Aviv, killing five people. AP reports five Palestinians allegedly involved have been arrested. Initial investigations showed that the terrorist entered pre-1967 Israel through a breach in the security fence in northern Samaria, along with several thousand other illegal infiltrators. He's been identified as Dia Hamarsha, age 27, from the village of Yabad in northern Samaria. For years, the head of Samaria's regional council, Yossi Dagan, has warned security officials about the state of that security fence, which has breaches all along its length and through which thousands of illegals pass every day. Government of Israel has just turned a blind eye, saying, well, it's humanitarian. There's been an uptick of violence ahead of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. International reports cite 11 victims killed so far this week, in only just a week. Coming up, more dreams from California. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, call me crazy, but I just don't see how this works. California is moving forward with plans to provide reparations to black residents descended from slaves, but they're not going to ask how people prove they are descended from slaves. In other words, no proof of ancestry required. A state task force voted Tuesday 5-4 to compensate African Americans whose ancestors were slaves. Members agreeing on a payment program, but they did not define how a black Californian would prove that he or she is descended from enslaved people. There are 2.5 million African Americans in California, but it's unclear what portion of them had enslaved ancestors. How is this going to work? What if you're of mixed ancestry? Some slaves on one side, none on the other. This is absolutely nuts. California, the only state with a reparations task force, this was appointed about 2 years ago by Governor Gavin Newsom, passed the state assembly and the Senate by wide margins, under the control of Democrats, of course. The only thing that is going to come out of this is more anger and hatred. Race-based division is what this is going to cause. And I think that is the intent of the principalities and powers working through their human agents. Trying to see into that realm and discern what their motives are, that is our purpose here at Skywatch TV, and that is the point of our upcoming virtual conference, The Unveiling, the definition of the word revelation. And we are certainly moving into the days described by the book of Revelation. In fact, we are already in those days. More than 24 cutting-edge presentations from world-class speakers like Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, and many others. Some new voices, too. Mondo de la Vega, Zach Drew, Pete Garcia, and many others. Prophecy, geopolitics, theopolitics. You'll get it all. It will launch on the web May 13th for 90 days. You'll have 90 days to watch in any order you choose, as often as you choose. You can find out more, get a complete list of the speakers, and register now at defenderconference.com. And do it by April 15th, because through April 15th, you get a $10 early bird discount. Again, online at defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. SkyWatch TV's e-magazine. Tom Horn's got a really interesting article in this in the current edition on the gods who rule this nation and how they've been invited in. Get that at absolutely no cost. It is an e-magazine, an enhanced PDF document with internal links to help you navigate. It's available for free at skywatchtv.com. In the right-hand column there, you'll find the link, or scan the QR code on your screen. It takes you right to the magazine archive for SkyWatch TV's free e-magazine. Again, skywatchtv.com, or use the QR code on your screen. We will be in Israel next March, and we are looking forward to it. March 19th through 30th, Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and we'll take you on a tour of Israel like no other. We'll be joined by Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and show you some historical things that are not on most tours, the historical location of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus. Yes, we know where the tours go, and we've been to the Garden Tomb. It's a lovely sight, but even they admit this is probably not the place. But Zev Porat has done the research. It's now a parking lot, and then a site below the Church of the Paternoster on the Mount of Olives. We will be on the Mount of Olives, and I will explain the connection between the Mount of Olives and Mount Hermon and why it's prophetically significant. Much, much more. Gilgal Rephaim, Joshua's Altar, the site of that recent discovery, the exciting discovery of the lead tablet, the lead curse tablet from the Mountain of the Curse, Mount Ebal. Much, much more. You'll get a look at our itinerary and a breakdown of costs and, of course, a place to reserve your spot on the tour. SkyWatch TV's Tour of Israel, March 19th through 30th of 2023. And please join us for the optional three-day extension in Jordan, because Petra is a bucket list item. But from Mount Nebo, the prophetic significance of the valley below. Yeah, this will be like a rolling conference through the Holy Land. SkyWatchInIsrael.com, SkyWatchInIsrael.com, or use the QR code on your screen. This week on SkyWatch TV, speaking of Bible prophecy, we talk with experts Pete Garcia, Terry James, and Jonathan Brentner. They join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team, and it is a compelling and mind-bending episode. Our broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programming is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but add us to Roku or Apple TV. It's a free app, as is our free mobile app. Download that for your smartphone or tablet. You get all of our video content, plus important news and a schedule of our upcoming events right in the palm of your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to the app stores to make it easy to find the app that's right for your device, posted at skywatchtv.com. Just look in the top menu bar, or follow the QR code on your screen. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.